Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello there, you beautiful BTN people. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is Tuesday, February 16th, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. We finally get to take a look at xCloud. Yep, finally, Microsoft has started testing its xCloud game streaming, at least through the web browser, though the testing really isn't meant for you or me. Yeah, it seems employees are now testing the web version of xCloud, and we're still a little bit away from a public preview. Now, those of you unfamiliar, which I'm sure there's not too much of you, but xCloud is basically Xbox players' total access to games through a web browser. And because of that, xCloud will work on devices such as iPhones and even iPads as well. Now, I'm sure a lot of our gamers out there are wondering what resolution they're streaming this thing at. Well, we ain't got a clue. But we have heard if you're looking for 4K streaming, yeah, that probably ain't gonna happen for a while. Hey, staying with Microsoft news, that KB4023057 update, yep, it's coming again. So Windows 10 users out there, get prepared. Now, this update is aimed at many different versions of Windows 10, though Microsoft has stressed this update is not intended for use in enterprise environments. Just like most updates from Microsoft nowadays, and will be automatically downloaded and installed without your permission. Now, that's what it says, but that's pretty much the way it is. Now, they were going to push this update a little bit sooner than they are, but that was held off because of other updates and bugs. But apparently Microsoft feels confident now to push this one on through. And according to Microsoft, there's no known issues with the KB4023057 update, although there is a few exceptions. Microsoft said the update may request your device to stay awake longer to enable installation of updates, and the update might reset Windows Update database to repair the problems that could prevent updates from installing successfully. So if you feel lucky and you want to cross your fingers, well, you can grab the update probably right now. All right, Tesla, move over. Here comes the Jaguar. Yep, believe this or not, Jaguar is going to build only electric cars starting in 2025. That's right, the whole Jaguar brand completely electric beyond that point. No gas, no hybrids, nothing. And if you're wondering about the current gas and hybrid vehicles from Jaguar, well, those will actually be completely scrapped. The XE, the XF, the E-Pace, and the F-Pace, those will all be replaced by all electric versions. And doing so will cost quite a penny to Jaguar. They plan on investing about £2.5 billion, about $3 billion, to conquer their new strategy. And finally, if you thought the names of Android were all over, you know, like flavors of ice cream, cakes, and pies, well, more or less for you and I, it is. Internally, though, it never died. Now, yeah, we know for years, Android releases all dessert names. But starting in Android 10, they deserted that idea, well, at least for the public. In fact, Android 11's dessert name was Red Velvet Cake. And we found out which is coming, apparently will be called Snow Cone. Hopefully, the version of Android 12 won't be like a snow cone where it's really good at the start and then it suddenly gets crap towards the bottom. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website. Yep, you hear me talk about it each and every show. I'm going to tell you again. It's britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can find the news show, the Mac show, the big show, and the photo show. And so many other fantastic podcasts from the British Tech Network. Also, give us a like on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our lively and funny and ever-loving BTN community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it today. So join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news. It's going to happen over the next couple of days, but until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.